Welcome to episode 41 of the Just Keep Spinning podcast. My name is Andrea and I'm here with...
I'm Andrew.
So I said that a little, you know, jolty, I think, because we've been away for a few weeks. It feels like almost like months or years, but it's only been how long, Andrew?
I think 2 weeks. It could have been 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know. Well, I think it's been this week. If we didn't record this week, it would have been 3 weeks.
Yes, so, but we're back and we're here. We never went away. We just had a lot of stuff going on. But really quick, our Instagram is Just Keep Spinning Podcast. Our email is justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com, where you can send us musical submissions or if you have any events that you want to highlight. Or if you're interested in being on the podcast or you want to suggest someone for us to interview. Or if you just want to say, I think you guys are cool or I think you guys suck, you can... Again, contact us at justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com. We're available on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. Help me out here, Andrew.
Spotify, anywhere podcasts you can listen to, you can basically listen to us. Because there's a few that we haven't even heard of, like Podcast Addict and some a few other things that I've never even heard of, and we're available on there as well.
Yeah, so it's always interesting to us, and we're like, how the heck are we getting on these platforms? I have no clue, but somehow we're getting on these other platforms. But so if we are not on your preferred platform, do please let us know, and we'll try to get on there.
Also, you will be seeing our Facebook page that we've been talking about for months.
For almost a year.
What are you talking about? We kind of neglected our Facebook because we felt like it wasn't necessary, but we've been turned on to how, I guess, out of touch we maybe have been with a different type of demographic. So we will be using Facebook more in line with our Instagram as well.
Well, not only sometimes does it feel like we're out of touch with the youths, like Y-O-U-T-H, you know? It feels like we're out of touch with the non-youth as well, because we're like in this weird middle ground.
Yeah, so we're not really super young, but we're not super old. So, and I don't think really, like...
I don't like using the word old.
We're just not, like, of a different generation, not, I suppose.
Yes, we're not aged as much, you know?
Yeah.
We don't have that much, how do you say... We're not as seasoned.
Yeah, so I guess you could say more seasoned individuals use Facebook more often, or just a different demographic. Just different people use Facebook, and it's just something we really haven't tapped. So we will be using that more often, so keep an eye out for that. We'll be doing posting everything we post here in conjunction with our Facebook as well, with all of our events and our episodes and things like that.
So you just used the word conjunction. What do you think popped in my head?
Oh, you thought of Schoolhouse Rock.
Conjunction. What's your function? So, blah, 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 blah. I can't think of it. I think Andrew was saving that word for today.
I could have used it. I saved it just for this 2 week gap of nothing.
And by the way, if you don't know what that is or what Schoolhouse Rock is, then you are part of the youth for sure.
Yeah. So look that up on YouTube because it is readily available.
You want to know, you know, how a bill comes to be? You want to know?
Yeah. But yeah, we apologize for being away for a couple weeks, but we're back, so we want to give you guys an update on everything. And
yeah,
such.
I think sometimes you just need to unplug a little, and it's not in a complaining, like it's very much a privileged thing what we do. Like we're very lucky that we get to do this, but it's hard to like sometimes just finding out the balance and the management of like our. And I don't want to say the podcast isn't real life because it's definitely part of our life, but of a, like our regular everyday lives, I guess you can say, with excuse me, our jobs and our child that we do mention every once in a while, obviously, and just the other roles that we play in life, like being like a daughter or a sister or a son or whatever.
Dad, employee. A dog father.
He's married to Snoop Dogg.
I am married to Snoop now. But you know.
You're married to Snoop. I said me.
Oh, whatever.
You would be the dog father. I would be the dog mother.
Well, I'm talking about our corgis.
And, so godmother just... since some of our California fam has newly moved here with our beautiful, amazing goddaughter. And, you know, so that's another role we have to play that we don't mind throwing that, juggling that ball into the mix, I guess you can say. But it's definitely a challenge.
Yeah, so, you know, but, you know, amongst other things, we want to make sure we get back on and give you guys something for the listeners who do enjoy us and do like to hear what's going on with us. But even on our social media, we've been a little slow, so please forgive us. We will be right back on it, just like normal. We're just getting right back on to it.
Not like normal, actually better, because we're going to be on Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Yeah, and I just want to say, send a very ginormous, grateful, huge thank you to Melissa the Midnight Mamacita.
Yeah, that was a great interview. It was really loud at the facility we were recording at.
So we apologize.
So we apologize for any background noise, but it was a really good interview. And we thought episode 40 would be perfect with that. And since it was such a good interview, we just like kind of let it dangle. And I mean, not dangle, but linger for a little bit while we were out, you know, taking care of like whatever, all the things that we need to take care of in our personal lives.
Yeah, so it was really exciting. Just even reaching, when I was able to reach out to her, and I kind of said this on the episode, and find her and just kind of like have a little bit of communication with her, and then actually meeting up with her and stuff, it was a really like surreal moment in a way, because that, like we said on the episode, there was a few points or things that got us going to start the podcast, and one of the points was, you know, interviewing her and finding her. And it was interesting to know how out of the loop I was, and I guess Andrew, that we didn't know she was still on the radio. So that just goes to show that we're not even paying attention ourselves to certain avenues of things.
Exactly. So, you know, we're back, like we keep saying. So, Drea, how about those, I don't know, the next
pickups?
Few, okay. The pickups, yeah.
Oh, if you guys remember, Andrew claimed and said he did a little Boy Scouts honor, even though the Boy Scouts were too dangerous for him. He did a Boy Scouts honor.
Let's not talk about how embarrassing that is about my mother thinking that Boy Scouts was too dangerous for me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Rosalie Popcorn Baldonado.
Yes, Rosalva. Thank you for not letting me be a little boy. I did say I was not going to purchase any records, and I lied because I bought records.
See,
that following week, I went to Coco's at Grand Avenue Records, and I bought a whole bunch of stuff. But it wasn't just me. It was for Drea. No.
So you can't blame me or Coco or Grand Avenue Records, because he's bought other records. He's bought
Listen. So we'll get into where we were at, and we were able to get a few records. I picked up a couple comps that we'll talk. So I picked up some numero group comps, and so that's the only thing I purchased.
Oh, that is not the only thing you purchased. But, okay, I have another question. So, you supposedly were going to go on this record-buying hiatus, which obviously I knew, and I just knew you weren't going to be able to do it. Have you bought anything else, you know, related to records that aren't records themselves? Have you bought anything? I want to know. I think the listeners want to know.
As far as what? I mean, I've been awful. I haven't bought anything online.
Like, have you bought headphones?
I haven't bought any headphones.
Have you bought anything else? Like, did you buy, like, a brush to clean your records?
I have bought no brush to clean my records, but I do have a confession to make.
Mm-hmm.
There was a release that I bought one of, and I didn't tell you yet, but...
Oh, my God! It's like, we're in confessional. What is it? I seriously, this is a surprise. I'm, like, looking at him. So I sound really enthused and like, surprised and supportive and happy, kind of. But I'm giving him a death glare right now.
No, there's... out of California, Noriega Records released something.
Noriega?
I don't know. Yeah. It was recommended to me by Jesse Milky Lopes.
Oh, okay. No.
We talked about it.
No.
What
he did was, he's like, oh, you know what? Jesse, you know, he texted me and he said, you know, and I was like, man, you know, I'm not really bad at anything. So, you know, we'll see. But I'm not going to buy it. But obviously he did. So he knew all along. So really what he was doing was putting the fillers out there to see to gauge my response. To be like, yeah, you know, go ahead and buy it. Or be like, no. Or to see if I was going to give him shit because he said that, you know, he was supposedly on this buying hiatus, which he had already broken. So I don't know why he was trying to keep it a secret.
I'm just trying to be good. I've been really good. I have been good. I have been cutting back. I have not bought anything online, but this was a special release. That's why I bought it, but I have not bought anything online. Everything I purchased was at either one of the events we were working or at a local record store, because I got to support local.
Well, then my question is, or I don't, not a question, my statement is that this better be a heater. So when I hear that, I better be like dancing, or my soul better ascend from my body or something, well, because you were supposed to be on this hiatus.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I have not listened to either tracks on there.
Oh my
But it was so highly recommended.
I will say I do trust Jesse's opinion.
This was not, so this was not against everybody Jesse. In the Soul group purchased this record. And he purchased multiple copies. I'm not going to say how many, because I don't know. Maybe he may be listening, and his wife may be listening for all I know. And I'm not trying to get anybody in
Shout
trouble.
Shout out to Mrs. Lokes.
Mrs. Lokes. But yes, I did purchase that. And then, like I said, I picked up a couple whole comps on Numero Group. How much numbers were they?
And really quick, before we continue, we actually have a Mixcloud.
Yeah, we do have a Mixcloud. We always forget to talk about it. But it has a couple of our mixes up there, and we're going to be using that more often as well in conjunction with our Facebook.
There you go with that conjunction word again.
Junction. What's your function?
Word of the day.
Word of the day conjunction. But I picked up...
to let them know what the actual name of the Mixcloud is.
Mixcloud. Give me a second. I have my computer right in front of me.
It's either Just Keep Spinning or Just Keep Spinning Podcast.
It's so. Just Keep Spinning. And you're more than welcome to go and listen. We have quite a few things up there.
And another Mixcloud that I have a connection to is also the Ladies Record Club Women, the Crate Creepers. We have our own Mixcloud, and it's Crate Creepers, so C-R-A-T-E, and then Creepers. You can find I only have one mix actually so far on there, but I have other mixes on the Just Keep Spinning one. And Edna, who is also in the group with me, has another mix on the Just Keep Spinning. Well, what's funny, okay, so it's funny that it kind of comes full circle, right? So the mixes that are on the Mixcloud are RSD mixes from, was it the fall RSD or was it the...
It was the fall RSD. So there is, on our Mixcloud right now, we have four RSD sessions because there was four of us that played. The session that Jesse did here at our home and recorded here. So if any guests, just future reference, if you want to do a session here, you're more than welcome to. We'll record it and upload it and stuff like that. And then we have just your Lights Out Phoenix one, which hasn't got as many plays as it has on your Mixcloud.
Yeah, on the Crate Creepers one, there's plays on there. But I haven't really checked actually how many plays are on the Just Keep Spinning one. But yeah, even if you just want to record a mix, you can DM us, and Andrew actually kind of handles that. And you can touch base with him and see if you guys can get something going so he can record your mix for you. And he'll send it to you, basically the file to you. So he'll go, and if there's any type of, I don't know, you explain, because you're the one that does this.
Oh, I just do. I don't think
He's not a professional.
Not a professional, but I just try to help everybody out as best I can. So it's a little bit more of a contribution I do for the community, because a lot of people want to record their mixes and things like that, because there's barbershops or car shows, and they want to play mixes out, but it's hard to create a mix or have certain records, have certain music recorded all the time.
Or they just don't have the capabilities to do it.
So if you're out there and you're listening and you're interested in that, just let me know.
Yeah, so just you can send us a DM on, again, our Instagram is just Keep Spinning Podcast, and you can just be like, hey, I want to record a mix, so let's, connect or whatever. So we've actually, like we said, from the time of the last episode to here, have had so much going on. So this past First Friday, Edna and I played our annual First Friday shindig at Palabras, which we love doing. Shout out to Chawa and Jeff. We actually play at Hosh Gallery, which is located inside of Palabras. Which also, they're going to be, I believe, get something going on in the middle space, because I know the tenant that was there in the middle space, it was the Beat It Bakery, and they did coffee and stuff, and I think they just decided to pursue over other avenues, so I think that they have something in the works going on. But definitely, I want to send all my good vibes to Chawa over there, and she's such a huge... it's funny because she's very humble and she's such a great person, but she does so much for her community and she tries her best, and she's just such a really great person. And I'm so fortunate and lucky that I have met her and I've been able to connect with her and work with her and collaborate with her. And So go ahead and go support the bookstore or come out to Hosh Gallery on First Friday. The resident artist usually is Jeff, but they'll have other people roll through there to be displaying their art. So, I guess if that's something that you're interested in and maybe you fit the vibe of whatever is going on over there, contact them and see if you can connect with them and see what's up over there. And I think that they said they're going to try to revamp it a little bit and get other stuff going on too during First Friday. So I'm really excited to not only witness that, but be a part of it. And then we played. So, okay, I'm not going to say what, but so I just want to touch really quick on requests, okay? So there's two incidences where I've played somewhere. I'm not going to name because one of them wasn't even like a business that I was playing at. So I played a gig. I guess we'll say it that way. There's two separate gigs that I played. And at the first gig, which was an amazing gig and I had so much fun, it was awesome. Well, you know, I always, whenever you go and play, if you're going to be, you know, playing music, whether it's for like a personal, client, like more like a house party style, or even if you're going to go more to like a business, you always want to touch base with the person that's hiring you and be professional and talk things over.
Yeah. We learned that from one of our friends, DJ My God Complex, and multiple people, but Coco. Yeah. There's tons of people we talked about that you always want to meet with your clients, get their expectations and see if we're a good fit. But you know, Andrea's case, she didn't meet this client, and you know, I'll let her tell the rest of the story.
Okay, but there's two instances.
I don't remember the other one, so I know which one you're recently talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so one of the, they're pretty funny stories. So like I said, I'm grateful for everything they do, but it's just more of like, you know, I'm just going to talk about my observations from some of the things that have happened. So one of them, basically, we touched base, a client was touched base with, and then the client said one thing, and then when the party was going on, it was like completely different thing, and then people were just like throwing, literally yelling, not even coming up to the tables, where not just myself but somebody else was playing at.
Oh no, I just remembered the other one.
Okay, yeah, so hold on. So and just shouting like random stuff out, and people were all over the place, and it's like, okay, first of all, I'm there to make the crowd happy, but at the same time, like when you're not playing on like some, like a digital system of some sort, like Serato, or, you know, it's like, it's just hilarious. And with the age group of people, with the age group that it was, it's like, I felt like they should have known better. Like they should have known the etiquette a little bit.
Yeah. But you know, some people just, don't understand what etiquette is and they just want to be rude assholes.
Yeah, and I felt bad because I just felt like, I mean, I was fine and the person I with was fine, but I felt like especially if it was someone that was starting out, like they would have been probably like really discouraged. So always remember, you know, you're not, every gig is gonna go like amazing and good. Like sometimes, you know, because everybody's learning.
So. Exactly. And the second one I can touch a little bit on because I witnessed it.
Okay, we're gonna probably be very vague.
There was another event, and you know, the music that Drea and her other, and the other person she was playing with brought.
It's obviously Edna. Who else do I play with?
Yeah. they were playing with. They brought a variety of things for this type of event because the event was pretty, you know, open format, but there was a certain format they wanted to fit.
It's more of like a celebratory party-ish
thing. Yeah. So, you know, they were doing their thing, and you know, I'm just an outsider looking in because I'm at all of their events because, you know, I'm supportive, and you know, I seen this gentleman walk up to the tables. I don't know what he said, but I don't really know what happened. But so I'll let Dre explain the rest because I was in the dark about it.
I mean, at this point, I didn't even know what was going on, so I was basically doing the job that I was hired to do, to share and play music, you know, music. And in the middle of myself doing that, someone came up to me and was like, hey, this person, which would have been the person that hired me to do the job, wants you to stop playing what you're playing and to play a certain type of music. Like, it was very specific. I don't want to put it out there because it'll make it probably super obvious what I'm talking about. So anyhow, this person, I've never seen them before, and the place that I was playing, I'm pretty familiar with, you know, everyone that's very connected and would be in charge of the going-ons, I guess you can say, and I'm like, I don't know who this person is, but, you know, So I kind of try to switch gears, and then I had Edna come over, and I'm like, hey, this is what happened. And she's like, I felt like I saw somebody talk to that person, but it was no one, like she said, that was connected to what was going on. So I told her, hey, can you take over real quick? And I'm going to go inside, and I'm going to ask this person, you know, basically in a really nice way, like, do you want me to switch gears? And they basically said no. I didn't mention that the other person came up to the table because I felt like, you know, it just wasn't like, it wasn't necessary. I could ask in like an indirect way sort of thing. So the client, you know, that hired us was super happy. And she was like, no, you guys are doing good. I love it. Da, 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 all this stuff. Just keep doing what you're doing. Yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay. So we went back outside, and I didn't find this out till weeks later that the person that had come up to the tables when I had went inside to talk to the client that hired me, Edna told me about this, that they basically went over the person that, this is so confusing. So the initial person that told that person that actually came up to the tables to tell me something, it's like they panicked and freaked out because I was actually checking with the client that everything was okay. So I guess moral of the story is like, if you just want a song played, then just directly ask. Don't lie and say like somebody else told you to do it, because I can just turn around and be like, hey, are you unhappy with what's going on because this is what you advised me to do? And it's like, it just makes you look silly. And it's like, I didn't mention it or whatever directly about anything that happened in that way, but it's just kind of like, I don't know, that's just weird to me. Like, why would you lie?
Exactly. So, moral of the story, don't be an asshole. And if you know, if usually 9 times out of 10, the person providing music has been hired by the owner based off of their musical tastes, or, you know, their musical tastes, and they think that they can fulfill their need for their taste and for their crowd. And if you feel that you have better taste and you want to hear something else, by all means, go get yourself some turntables and go get yourself a whole bunch of records and do it yourself. Because, you know, don't be a dick like that. And because I seen the guy, and I gave him the dirtiest look, and I gave him, you know, kind of a head shake, because you don't do, obviously this is my wife, and it's just not cool. Just be, you know, have really good etiquette with everything.
Yeah, so it was just kind of silly. I thought it was more funny than anything. In the moment, obviously, it was like, oh my gosh, like trying to scramble and figure out what I had to do, because I mean, I bought a variety of stuff. And like I said, we always, Edna and I, not just myself, but Edna brings when she plays too. So it was just kind of like, we were taken aback by that a little bit, but it was a funny little anecdote, I guess you can say. So I guess moral of the story is too, and we talked about requests with DJ Hearn, remember? And he was like, you know, I don't know if he said this on the interview or if I've just touched base in DM. So bad that I can't remember, distinguish that. But he was saying, you know, the old school way of making a request is to basically like, and not that you have to do it every time, is like to tip the DJ and be like, hey, you know, if you have this, can you play it? So when we play at Ground Control, so we play every other Saturday. So we played this past Saturday and we're going to play again. So not the 13th, but what is it? The 20th, right?
Correct. Excuse me. Yeah, so with Ground Control, with talking with the manager, excuse me again, talking with the manager there, he was like, hey, you know, I think it would be really nice for you to have a request, like, you know, take a request. And, you know, it's not that we don't like requests. It's that we, like you said, we bring what we bring with us. We bring, you know, hundreds of records, but we might not be able to fulfill that request. So we had the idea, we have an idea to do requests based off of what tracks that we can work into our sets simply without having, you know, make it more seamless when we're up there mixing. But, you know, that's something that we're working on, because we want to be able to fill that need by the client's request. But at the same time, we're not going to just, you know, oh, you know, we're not bringing records, we're just going to bring a controller and download whatever the person wants, because that's what they want.
And there's nothing wrong with that if that's
what you do. Yeah, and if that's your gig, then, you know, by all means, but that we're just not about that right now.
Yeah, so, just don't be rude and be understandable, especially if you see someone actually has records, like I said, because it's always funny, because even when we, one of the places that we used to play at a long time ago, we would get sometimes people being like, play this, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't, you know, I don't have that, or I can play this, it's kind of similar. And they're like, well, I don't want to hear that. But it's like, you have to understand that, like, I don't have a magic hat of records where I'm just like, let me go down the magic rabbit hole and pull something out that I don't own, or maybe I own, but I don't have with me. So just be understanding. I'm not saying don't be bummed out, because it's kind of bummed, because it's like, how good does it feel if you request a song and somebody plays it? Like, doesn't it, like, make you feel all, like, fuzzy and warm inside?
Yeah, it does.
So just be happy and understandable, and, you know, appreciate the service that's being provided to you, because somebody probably paid for that.
Also, if you are at an event and turntables are right in front of you, please don't touch them. I have had that, not more recently, this was last year. I was playing a song and a random customer decided that they wanted to scratch and do the Ricka Ricka sound on the turntable, on the actual record that was playing. And then the person turned around and said, oh, I didn't know you were playing on that. I'm like, well, you know,
There's a record
on here. You know, please have good etiquette and don't touch. You're and it was an adult, so, you know, you should know better.
But when we played, was it last weekend that we played at Dark Sky?
Yes.
With Zia Records, that was...
We haven't touched on that yet.
Yeah.
We're trying to bring in there.
Yeah, but that was so much fun. Just playing in a venue in a city, you know, that's... has a completely makeup and demographic and stuff, but I felt like some of the people were a little more open to the music we were playing, because I was even playing some stuff that I thought was like standards, I guess, you know, because like I always bring it up, but I laugh because I'm like, I don't want to be pigeonholed about when I play or whatever. But yeah, I did bring some 90s and 2000s hip hop and R&B or whatever, because I felt like, you know, I haven't actually really played it out in a while, right? Like,
yeah. So, but we decided, because based off of one of the events Dre did with Edna, that we were going to do a little bit different style. Instead of us just playing individual styles of music that fit our tastes, we were going to play at the same time on separate turntables and go back and forth, maybe playing different genres of music that all work together.
So, but I was playing some stuff and that I said I thought were like more standard style. Like everybody kind of is at least somewhat vaguely familiar with the song, at least just the chorus. And they didn't even know what it was. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but like, I don't know, that felt pretty, it was pretty neat because they were interested in what the artist was in the song. And they're like, oh, I'm going to go listen to this later. And we got a lot of good feedback. There was that girl, that told us that,
yeah, she just really enjoyed the music. I'm not going to say exactly what she said, but she said she really enjoyed the music because she really doesn't hear that music at that facility very often. So,
or anywhere around town, I think.
Yeah. She said. Also, we played with another the gentleman that followed us up. Let me look up his name real fast. He played after us, and he was really supportive as well. His IG name is
Dark Plum.
Sadus Plum.
Sadus Plum. Yes.
Sadus Plum.
Is it Sadus Dot or just Sadus
Plum? Sadus Dot Plum. Okay. He came and played some records right after us, and he was really excited and said that he was really enjoying our mixes as well. And he had a really awesome variety of music as well.
Yeah, he had a pretty eclectic amount of records. So it's always just fun talking to other people that just enjoy music and enjoy sharing it. So definitely, you know, head out to Dark Sky. They have some good drinks, and they had that, their Beret collab with Zia Records. And I will say an interesting observation that was made against Andrew again was, no, so what happened, Andrew? Did you buy anything there?
Yeah, so I did buy records there as well. So it's hard. So listen, it's hard for me to, like, when I find stuff that I don't have
anywhere
I go that I don't have that I really want, or something that I know is could be beneficial. So I this is the second time I found numeral comps, because I can get the numeral comps online, but it, you know, I found them used. Finding them locally, it's not very often. So I was able to find two numeral comps. Let me see. I have the numbers right here.
They were Eccentric Soul comps.
Yeah, Eccentric Soul, number 11 and number 9. So I picked those both up. I still haven't listened to them, surprisingly, but usually I would be right on it, but I haven't listened to those. I picked up another copy of In Keeping Secrets and Silent Earth, the repress, just on black, so we don't have to... Because we have an original of that album for Coheed and Cambria, and I really don't like taking it out and playing it very often because it was really expensive, and you know, it's always nice to have doubles of things, so we have that copy we can play out from now on.
So I'm excited about that, and I think it's a pretty decent press of the album. Like, it doesn't sound like crappy or anything like
that. Yeah, it's just like, I think it's just a double black 180.
Yeah, and I got a Nancy Sinatra, right?
Yeah.
I can't think right now. I'm sorry, but it's hard not to buy the Nancys because the covers are so beautiful and cool. They're just classic and, like, cool looking. Like, you just want to frame them, right?
Yeah, they're, like, very 70s, 60s.
Is it, like, yeah, like, late 60s?
Like, early 70s, like-esque. And so they're just super, yeah, they're super dope. They're all for album covers are super neat.
I know, and she usually has, like, that white, like, eyeliner, you know, like, going on. And, like, just the styling is just so freaking awesome. And I just want to stare at the cover all day. So bought that. And it looked like there were some covers on there as well. So, I'm really big on, I love cover songs. And when artists do cover songs, like, really good. So I bought that. I haven't even listened to it either because we're actually in the process again.
Of moving.
Yes, of moving. So,
yeah, unfortunately, we have to move. Wasn't in the plan, but, you know, things change, and so we have to move.
Yeah, so we're moving, and if anyone has any records, even if you just have, like, a box of them, it's like...
You should know how tedious it is moving records. So last time, I think we just kept, like, reusing the same box and, like, unloading and reloading all of our records. I can't even remember how.
No, we had multiple boxes, but... I'm doing it different this time. So, but if you have pointers and you have good tips, especially you people that have, like, moved across country, we're not moving across country or anything dramatic like that, but let us know what your tips are. Because remember, we're in Arizona too, so it's not like I can just keep these things stored up and, like, I'm just going to load them in a car and leave them in there for a week because that's dangerous for the records.
Yeah, so we're probably going to be packing a lot of them in U-Haul boxes, and I have some storage totes that I got from, that I borrowed from work that I'll probably put some of those in there. They're big, so, I mean, but if you know anything about records, you do know that a whole bunch of records are extremely heavy, so, you know, trying to load up even a U-Haul box taped well, it's always kind of sketchy, but, yeah, we'll be moving, so.
I feel like, okay, which, well, Andrew and I will probably debate this off mic, but we'll get the shelf there, because we have a big shelf that has, like, one of those standard IKEA shelves everyone has. How many?
It's a 5x5.
So, yeah, it's 5x5. So, I guess I don't know how to count squares. Andrew does. That's why I asked him. So, but we'll move the shelf, obviously, without the records on there. And then I feel like what I think the best strategy to do is, like, only to use, like, a few boxes. So then just, like, take one or two cubes out at a time. And when we get there, to put the records so that we reuse, because we're trying our hardest not to use boxes when we're moving this time. I hate boxes.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll see what happens, because also we were trying to organize all of our records, but that's probably not going to last very long, but at least try to organize some of the singles, because we have, like, there's at least, like, 5 or 6 cubes that are full of, like, a collection that Dre had bought of singles, and at least 4 or 5 crates of just disco and funk singles that we bought in another collection.
Yeah, if you ever, for some reason, come over to our house, you're, like, gonna... You're,
yeah,
like,
the majority of our stuff we have to move is records.
Yeah, so it just sucks. And a lot of, we have, like, you know, our turntables we play on, but then we have, like, our Pioneer, and then we just have other stuff, and it's just, like, one of those things where you're just, like, why do I have to move? Only because you don't want to move anything.
Yeah, moving sucks. But, you know, we're doing it. So that's one of the main reasons why we haven't been on, is because we've been packing and going through the motions.
Trying to find
a house and stuff like that. So it was a lot of work, but, you know, we're here.
Yeah, it's okay, because we're grateful for the place that we were able to stay out here for a year. And we're very grateful for the next place we're going to be moving to.
Exactly. But... The main topic.
Yes. Yeah, so what's the big thing that's happening, Andrew?
This weekend, April.
Oh, you're using your
MS
voice. That's what I want to say. If you want to know what that is, you can
hit us up on Instagram and our DMs, and we will tell you what MS voice is.
Yeah. And it has nothing to do with, like, an illness. It's or anything like that.
Yeah, it's just an inside joke. April 13th, 2019, Record Store Day 2019, spring. So it's the big one. Record Store Day for us, it's always been neat. It was never a huge deal for us, but we would always go to Record Store Day. We'd probably get a few records. There's always a few things that we want, and we always try to go to our local record stores. Mainly Stinkweeds is where we usually go first, and Zia Records to get our records, because they get most of the releases that we're looking for, at least.
Yeah, so I know another place that gets a decent amount, actually a good amount of RST stuff, is the Ingroove.
Yes, so those are the big three record stores that we're aware of. I mean, we could be wrong. I know there's other record stores who are getting stuff. I know I was reading that some of the local record stores aren't getting very much because they're smaller, which is really unfortunate, and I don't like the way that they do that, but that's just, I guess, the nature of the beast.
But I think that's, like, totally counterintuitive, right, to what Record Store Day is supposed to be about.
Yeah, you're supposed to support your local indie store, and, you know, I had read a post, and what the post had said did speak volumes about Record Store Day, about how some of the labels, not maybe not the indie labels, but some of the labels are just using this day to milk the consumer for extra money, for releasing special variants or rare records. And, you know, it is what it is. Some of the records on Record Store Day are pretty high in cost, so we try to pick out a few records that stand out to us. And so these are a few that we found that kind of neat or different to us.
Yeah, so maybe we might buy some of these, like pick them up if we're able to. And some we just thought were super neat. So one of the first things we did notice was there's going to be a Devo box set, and it's going to be a 6 LP. I didn't catch how many were actually going to get pressed of that.
I think it was around 1,000.
Yeah, I know it didn't have anything, remember? Because it was like...
It was just like a normal box set.
Yeah, it's almost like they're just releasing it sort of thing. It's not like limited. And sometimes too, like when they say how limited, if they're like limited edition to 10,000, I'm like, that's not limited, man. That's like a lot.
I didn't see any like huge releases. I think the most limited one I've seen this year was 500. And there's
always a variety of, like, there are actually limited ones, but to me, like, when it says, like, it's going to be limited, and then you see, like, there's 10,000 pressed, that's actually a lot. That's not a little bit.
Yeah, it's just like with,
it's just trying to create, like, it's a frenzy.
Yeah, that's kind of what RST is all about, is the frenzy.
Yeah, which is fine, whatever.
Because a lot of the local record stores have, that don't get RST stuff, have sales and things like that, so it still does bring them, some type of money, but...
Brings people through the doors, and it even brings new customers, right?
Exactly.
So another notable thing was Nothing But a G Thing is going to be repressed on 12-inch single. So there's going to be 2,400 copies of that. Bad Religion is, which we will touch base a little bit more on in a minute, is releasing, it's called My Sanity. So it's a new song. So it's going to be on 7-inch and 3-inch. Like I said, we'll touch on that really quick in a minute as well, the 3-inch record player. So there's going to be 2,500 of the 7 inches and only 1,000 of the 3 inches. Bone Thugs and Harmony is releasing a 2 LP, 2 LP, like, so 2 records, 2 in 1. I can't talk right now. And then there's going to be 2,000 copies of those. And it's E1999 Eternal. Al Green is releasing, which Andrew's kind of hankering for, a 7-inch box set, which is, there's going to be 1,500 copies of those. I don't imagine, though, even as amazing as that is, I don't think that's something that will, like, fly off the shelf.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's all his like, hits on high records, so.
And then one of the ones that Andrew's super looking forward to, he says he's going to definitely grab this one. And he says if he can't and you can get it for him, to let him know, it's Baby Shark by Pink Fong.
Baby Shark. Daddy Shark. I can't remember how it goes, man.
It's like Baby Shark, whatever.
Yeah.
Which is an old meme now, I guess. You know, it's a real thing. Like, little baby kids actually like it, but.
Yeah, so we're going to try to get it for a goddaughter if we can find it. I thought you were talking about the other thing I'm actually looking for.
You should have saw his face, and he's like, yeah. And then I mentioned it, he's like, oh, okay, you're just pulling my leg. So there's going to be actually 1,000 of those pressed, and it's going to be a 7-inch picture disc. So
it'll be super neat.
I'm into novelty stuff.
Yeah,
like, it's more of like a novelty. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't heard of Baby Shark nowadays, you've been
living. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Google it.
Yeah, Google it. And then Google it. The other thing Andrew really wanted was Ruby Soho by Rancid. They're gonna
that is 100% lie. Ruby Soho. Wait, I have my feelings about Rancid.
And Tim.
But, you know, that's off-mic stuff. So if you want to come talk to us about that someday, you're more than welcome to.
If they released Tall Cans in the Air or whatever, I can't
remember. Oh, the transplants?
Yeah, I would totally get that, yes. Okay, so there's going to be
I don't know when I'd play it, but I would find it. I'd integrate it.
When, you can play that wherever. What do you do? You don't know
tall
when.
Tall Cans in the Air.
Let me
okay. Something about fuck yeah, you. Yes. I don't know. Okay, anyway, sorry.
So that's a 3-inch, and there's going to be 1,000 of those pressed. And then, and legitimately, the one thing that Andrew really, really, really wants is the Soul Slabs Volume 2 by Coal Mine Records. Is going to be about 1,200 of those, and it's a 3 LP set.
Yeah, I mean, so that's going to be really cool. I really like Coal Mine. They're doing.
He doesn't even have Volume 1. Just
I don't even have Volume 1, but it has been repressed. Thank you.
Yeah, I know it has. I saw it at Dark Sky, and I thought you were going to get it, but you didn't.
But I didn't because I wanted to get other stuff. But
well, and the last thing that I thought was cool that there wasn't really much information on it, but I think it's self-explanatory. It's the Stax Does the Beatles.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's like Stax Record, but it's Stax STAX, so I can't imagine it's not.
Yeah, because it's literally like, you know how, so if you go on, and you can find all these, is it RSD.com or Record Store Day?
Yeah, just type in Record Store Day, it'll pop up and you can clearly see the list.
Yeah, so you can download a PDF of the list, that way you can go through it yourself, and then you can actually, so you can actually download just the PDF of everything that's getting released, or you can go on the website and it's a little bit more interactive, so it looks just like the PDF, but you can click on the links and it'll have information about the release, like, you know, if, what format it's being released on, whether it's like 12 inch or if it's an LP or 7 inch, how many are going to be pressed, if it's super regional, who the company releasing it is, and like all the information. But that literally just said Stax Does the Beatles. You click on it, there's no coming soon picture, there's nothing. But obviously it sounds like, you know, all the covers of artists covering the Beatles, which I have that Mary Wells covers the Beatles, which is super awesome. So, I don't know. Well, it's interesting to see. That's something I'm really interested in. But, so there's going to be that literally micro.
Wait, yes. You didn't mention disco, not disco.
Mickey Mouse disco?
No, there's a disco, not disco. We didn't write it down, but it looked really interesting.
Oh, I.
It's okay. But back to what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. So there's going to be this mini or micro record player being released on Record Store Day.
Yeah. So I think Third Man Records, which is Jack White's label, released a special one a couple years ago, maybe last year. I'm not really sure which one was, which
can't remember
which RSD it was, but he released a special record player just to play 3-inch records. That was just like, how many tracks was it, Dre?
I don't remember.
We thought I should burn it down.
No, that I thought that was the one that's getting released this year.
No. That one had this. I think this year's has 3 tracks, and that one he released before was 6 tracks.
6 White Stripes singles, and it was called the Interphone. No, I swear that was.
No, because then the one they're releasing this year is the Crossley. I mean, I don't know.
No, I thought the article said that the Crossley one is being released. However, only at the Third Man Record stores at Detroit and Nashville is the Interphone one specifically to Third Man going to be released.
Well, then there you go, folks.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll double check and we'll let you know who was right next week.
No, but you know, I think it's super neat that they're trying to do something else. We looked up the Crossley little 3-inch record player. It's like $70.
It said it was about, it should retail for about $70. So the 3-inch records, it's literally a record that's only 3 inches. And so would you say that's about as big as the hole inside of the 7-inch almost?
Just about. I mean, no, this is about an inch. So it's probably about.
I'm so bad with measurements.
It's probably not that big. It's just not that big.
It's because I know the metric system. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. I don't. I'm an ignorant American.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not a mechanic that works on German cars like Andrew, so he knows he's better than me. But so it's literally a 3-inch record, and it only contains 4 minutes of audio. So about a song, basically, because most songs are about like 3 minutes and some change.
I don't think they're double-sided either. I think it's just one track.
Yeah, it seems like it. And so it says the Crossley will come out. Like he said, it's going to be, should retail for around $70. It's going to have an Audio-Technica cartridge, and it runs off of USB or batteries, and there's actually a pitch control knob and a dust cover. So I don't know. Like, it looks really nice and sleek in the pictures. It's like a, I'm so horrible. Is it stainless silver or chrome?
I think it might just metal. I think it's metal. It has a metal aluminum body, or it could just be plastic. It's super neat.
How dare I say stainless steel? What am I thinking? It's brushed nickel.
That's another inside joke.
It's not an inside joke. Basically, I'll just fill it in really quick. We used to live in this apartment complex, and when we moved in, and they were trying to really pitch it to us, and we actually did end up living there, but it was like the appliances, they were like, oh, they're like, and we have this beautiful brushed nickel finish. So it basically is an imitation of stainless steel.
It's actually brushed nickel is actually a little bit nicer. It's just, but you can put magnets on it.
The average person, exactly, because stainless steel sucks because you can't put magnets on the damn fridge.
Yeah, so.
So anyhow, this mini 3-inch Crosley record player looks like it has like, you know, little metal, and it has a dust cover. It's like the one of the cutest things you'll ever see on Earth.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's probably people are like, "Oh my God, it's a Crosley," you know, get over it. It's a Crosley, and
it has an
Audio-Technica cartridge, and it has pitch and control. So you know, shut it. And unless you're gonna make your own, which somebody might, because last year it was like you said, it was like that Japanese brand.
We don't even know if that was last year. We gotta fact check ourselves.
Well, the last one was super neat, but I think it's something. The 3-inch thing, like it's like out of Japan. It's big there.
It said, yeah, so there was a Bandai one that actually looked super, would you say it was more like, it looked like, because Bandai, so it looked more like toy, like Fisher Pricey, but like how you would see like the old school 7-inch players, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's super neat. I think it's very niche.
It's novelty.
If you're really into that, obviously, they're releasing records every year. I don't think it's going to ever like blow up, but you know, if you really like want something super cute and novelty, and you want to like, cause it has its own little speaker too. You can't hook up any power, like any audio to it.
You can't rock a party with the bro.
Yeah. Sorry. You're not going to throw down with this thing, but you know, somebody might, I don't even know. Does it have a volume knob? Is the pitch control the volume knob? I wonder.
I don't know.
Who knows? We don't know.
I mean, I've never physically seen one in person. So,
but yeah, someone asked me about it and I was like, you know, I'll see it, but, you know, it's kind of pricey for me to buy something so novelty.
Andrew just literally said, I'll see it. I mean, I don't care if anyone buys it. I'm not paying your bills. And, like, but you know what? It's reminiscent of to me. And let's see. Let's see if Andrew agrees. And he's either going to agree with me or he's going to be, like, wanting to, like, give me the death glare eyes. Remember in the late 90s and early 2000s, there was the Hit Clips. Do you remember Hit Clips?
Is that like the one, like there's like a little MP3 player that you put one like track in? Yes. Yeah, I remember them somewhat. You know, back in like the early 2000s and 90s, late 90s, they had the most obscure things.
I mean, absurd. Not obscure. They were absurd. Well,
you remember like the mini DVDs?
Mini disc?
Mini disc, I guess. Well, I remember there was just like a whole bunch of stuff.
I mean, there was the mini CD. No, so the Hit Clips was, it's literally, the only thing you can play in it were Hit Clips. So you had to buy the actual like Hit Clips player, and you had to buy the Hit Clips. It almost, honestly, they kind of, I think if I'm remembering right, they kind of look like a little like a Nintendo DS game. They kind of look similar to that. I'm just going to look it up right now really quick to see how good or bad my memory is. So, but I never had one because I thought they were stupid. And it didn't even play a full song. But I remember because,
yeah, I thought it played a full song.
No. That's what, I mean, so, I mean, the Hit Clips were just blasphemous, right? But at least I guess this plays a full song. And I'm not saying it's like, I'm not a fan of the Hit Clips, so, but I'm not like necessarily saying that the 3-inch record player is equivalent. So what did you find?
It Hit Clips, remembering the most absurd way of listening to music. The picture I'm seeing, it looks like, I don't know how to describe it. It looks like a Nintendo DS game though, that has like a keychain on it, and then it has a six inch cord to a single headphone. Just a single headphone, like, oh, not left and right.
Literally,
one. And there's like one button, and it looks ridiculous.
And it literally, like I said, it didn't even play a full song. And so do you think that you know, the, you said it had
they were done by Tiger.
Okay, you said it had a, was it a hook or a loop? What did you say?
It has like a loop. And yes, it's a 60-second clip.
Thank you. Not even a full song. What? So do you think that little loop clip was so that people could hang it on their Gap jeans? Their khakis? Their
Gap who knows? Khakis. Oh, yeah. This is so bad. I wish I could play this video for everybody to listen to, of like the commercial, because it was a 2000. It came out in 2000.
So we're like, hit clips.
Oh gosh, it's so absurd.
Hit clips like
that. Oh god, could I hear it? I don't know if they'd be able to hear it. It's really loud though. And I'm not gonna do that because I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay, so, and I remember the major things that they would like push on that were like NSYNC, Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, like the bubblegum pop stuff.
Yeah,
but Hillary Duff,
Avril Lavigne. That Simple was Plan. Later though, Jesus right? Christ! Oh my gosh, they show like a flower one with like pink.
That was Madonna, was that the Britney one or what?
Wild Thing. Oh god, it's so
Wild
bad.
Orchid or Wild Thing?
I can't remember. This is Wild Thing. That's the song. It's so bad. It's so bad.
But yeah, so if you actually have a hit clip, I'm sorry you wasted your parents' money. Your parents should, you should pay your parent back for me.
Oh, this one has All Star freaking Smash Mouth, everyone's favorite song.
Don't hate that. Okay, I don't really like that song or Smash Mouth, but that's actually a really good composed song.
Oh, Michael Scott has a hit clip in The Office, so.
So some of you might be familiar with that because of The Office.
Anywho, sorry about the hit clips. What were we talking about
before? The 3-inch record player, that's right.
Yes, that's why.
Anyhow, we went down nostalgia lane, but I guess this whole podcast is sort of nostalgia as records, but.
We're gonna dedicate to an episode to just different ways of listening to music obscurely.
Okay, so. Absurdly or absurd. Obscurely?
Because well, it's kind of obscure. It's kind of
obscure.
It's absurd. It was
okay. No, so this is my question, or not my question. So in a year, I'm gonna like put it on my Google Calendar because I don't have a damn iPhone. Which I don't want an iPhone. I'm not an iPhone person. But I'm gonna be like, we're gonna do a retrospective on was the 3-inch record player a hit for this RSD or not, and then we'll see. We'll see if it goes the way of the hit clips. Or if it kind of takes off a little bit.
Yeah, well.
And we don't know what that loud noise was if you heard it. I have no clue what that was. I was probably like a random dog like jumping up on something since we have so many dogs. And an update, we still have little buddy here. So rescue is still full and he's still sweet as ever. Maybe I'll post a little picture so people can see what he looks like because he's just a sweet baby dog. But actually, I think Buddy's right here with me. Let me see. Buddy? Oh, yeah, he's right here. So, Buddy's right here. But so, yeah. So, that's why I just felt like they were a little bit reminiscent of each other when I was kind of, like, reading the Crossley, about the 3-inch Crossley. You never know. I might cave in and be like, it's so cute. I gotta have it. But I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, it's novelty. I don't think novelty things are necessarily bad. We always, it's funny, though. In hindsight, when we look back on things, we feel a sense of warmness sometimes for the nostalgia of the past, whether it's like hit clips or an 8-track player or something like that. So we'll see how the Crossley 3-inch player turns out.
Yeah, so, I'm back. But
he went to go investigate.
I went and investigated. And
so are you more Magnum PI or Nancy Drew? Well, you're more, Andrew, so maybe that's
no. I'm so. More. What's the box? No, part. No, not
the
Boxcar
Children.
No, Boxcar. The Hardy Boys.
The Hardy Boys.
I'm a Hardy Boy.
You're a Hardy. No, you weren't a Boy Scouts. So I don't know.
Jesus Christ. And with that note, so yeah, catch us at Zia Records this week.
Yeah, so it's Saturday, April 13th at Zia Records Thunderbird, which is off of the 17. And the I-17 and Thunderbird Road. Do you have the address by chance?
I do not have the address, but I can get it in just a second because okay. Google works fast.
Yeah, so I think that there's going to be other people. So there's going to be other people playing at the other RSDs. Some of the people that actually have been on the podcast that are super awesome, like my girl Dayla is going to be playing.
The address is 2510 West Thunderbird Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85023.
Yes, and we're going to be playing at Zia Thunderbird from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Do you know who else is playing at the other Zias?
I do not know exactly which one is. Don. Excuse me. I knew it was Don. I said Don, but I said Dom for some reason. Don and De La will be playing at RSD. Julian will be playing at RSD.
I'm not sure which one.
We're not sure which ones.
I'm pretty positive Julian might be at Tempe.
I'm pretty sure Ken will be playing at RSD. So as soon as we know something, just keep an eye out on our Instagram because we'll be posting all the different RSDs and who's playing where. Probably in our story, just sharing with everybody.
Yeah, just to support, you know, all the other... I mean, we're not Andrew and I aren't DJs, but the actual DJs, you know, the people that have skills and are really cool that are going to be playing. And, you know, don't be scared to go up to them and say hi or to say like, hey, I heard you on the podcast or I've heard of this event from that. So way they know, you know, that we're spreading the good word and the good, you know, of them, because we really truly like to support the people in our community. Yeah, but if you're on that side of town, like I said, we're going to be at Zia Thunderbird. We also have our bi-monthly get down at Ground Control, which what's the address for Ground Control? And the time we play is from 5:30 to 9:30. So if you go anytime within those 4 hours, we'll be playing. We're going to be making a request box. So we're just going to put some stuff in there and we'll work it in if you do request something from the box.
4860 North Litchfield Road, Rich Litchfield Park, Arizona, 85340.
Yeah, so thank you to Ground Control for having us. We have so much fun playing there. And, people actually do come up to the tables. And like we've said before, they kind of talk to Andrew more than me. But right, Andrew?
Yeah, but, you know, that's a different subject for a different day.
But sometimes I'm like, are people scared to come up to me because I have, like, chronic bitch face? Or is it because... I mean, we touched on it with Moni Loca and I think somebody else. Or is it because it's like... I don't know what it is, but it's like I said, I'll be playing and I'll see people responding, and then Andrew gets behind the table and plays half a song, and then people are like, I love what you're playing, man.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but...
So don't be scared of me. I mean, I think I'm a... I don't know. I think I'm a friendly person, am I? Not to Andrew, I'm not friendly, but... I'm just kidding. He's on... I plead the fifth on that. But, so again, our Instagram is Just Keep Spinning Podcast. Our email is Just Keep Spinning Podcast at gmail.com. You can DM us. We're for sure 100%. I promise and swear to the record gods that we're going to get our Facebook going. I don't know about Twitter. We do have a Twitter, but it's just so balancing all the, accounts is, you know, it's a lot of work, and it's just the two of us, and like we said, we have regular lives, jobs, family, all this other stuff, but we're definitely going to get the Facebook going so we can keep you posted on our events. So go ahead, like the Facebook page, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't, rate and review, because those do help us immensely. Thank you for showing up, whether it's you come and show up to a gig, you show up and we're in your headphones and you're listening to us on your commute or in the gym or in your home, wherever you're listening to us. Thank you for telling people about the podcast, and thank you for just reaching out to us and being open and letting us share a little bit of a piece of ourselves with you and a piece of the community, because this podcast isn't really about us, it's about the community that we get to be a part of.
Yeah, guys, appreciate everyone and everything you guys are doing. Let us know you're listening and say hello.
Yeah, so don't stop digging and just keep spinning.
Thanks, guys.